Honestly, my final question. I know that actors, when you're playing a role, you're doing a job. But does it take its toll being in a play of this nature with such a grim theme?
I think undoubtedly it does. However, I do feel that I have respite from it, sewn into my night's work, because I go on stage about 15 minutes later than most of the cast, and then I have that initial scene, and then I come off stage for about 15 minutes, and then I go back on, and then I come off for about 15 minutes, and then I go back on at the end. So it's not just one continuous marathon that I have to run. It's just these little sprints on, yeah, and I get to feel the energy, and I get to play around, and then I get to come back and just diffuse it a little bit. So I feel it looks after me in that way. And also things like being able to, because often when you're an actor, you work away from home. I actually live about 20 minutes down the road. Not walk, on a bus, but you know, I'm home pretty early. It's not, and it's not a 3.5 hour show, so it sort of takes care of you as much as it can be. I mean, we all feel for Kristen because she has to go on that journey every night, and it's an incredibly taxing one. And and I think she's been, you know, through real undulations with how it's made her feel. I think in the beginning it was so cathartic because she just always feels better after she's done it. It's almost relief, I think. And then there's times when it's actually, you know, it's your second matinee of the week and you're just exhausted, you just feel a bit spent.
Yes.
But then Doctor Theatre does arrive and you get on stage and you do it, and then you come home and you rest. But I think when you're playing a part like that, it is important that you remember that in the hours that you're not at work, and you rest and you eat, and you know, you just got to look after yourself.